rejected a U.S. proposal aimed at ending the crisis over its nuclear program. There are few details about what was in the proposal, but reports say it called on Pyongyang to completely dismantle its atomic weapons program. The latest impasse comes as both sides are considering a new round of talks. Foreign reporters are rarely allowed into North Korea, but the CBC's Patrick Brown was, and he has this report.
On the front line at Panmunjom, North and South Korean soldiers face off as they have done for half a century. The border is more tense than it's ever been, says North Korean Lieutenant Pak Mun-cho. For 50 years we've been waiting for an American attack, he says. Our army has an iron will. But these days, the United States is showing a willingness to negotiate with a member of what it's called the Axis of Evil. And Washington has dropped talk of imposing regime change on North Korea.
Once Washington realized the gravity of what we'd undertaken in Iraq, there's no question that this could be done. And in Northeast Asia, where you've got so many American interests at stake, and where every single nation of the region was urging Washington, each nation in its own way, to stand down from this kind of rhetoric, let alone to implement the policy. I think Washington just got the signals.
Despite a steady stream of propaganda saying war could break out at any minute, North Korea also appears to want to talk. It's agreed, in principle at least, to resume negotiations in Beijing with its four main neighbors and the United States. There's still no agreement, though, on dates and details. There's a lot riding on the six-party talks in Beijing. North Korea has agreed to go back to the bargaining table with South Korea, Russia, Japan, China, and the United States after President Bush adjusted the American position to offer security guarantees in writing. North Korea is known to have restarted its nuclear weapons program. The United States says that has to be dismantled. North Korea wants ironclad guarantees it won't be attacked. Charles Burton, a leading Canadian expert on North Korea, sees little room for compromise.
It's unlikely that the North Koreans would agree to give up their nuclear program, and it's unlikely that the United States could make a binding commitment that they would not invade North Korea under any conditions. And so between those two positions, there's not much room for maneuvering.
International options are made narrower by the strength of North Korea's army and the possibility that it may already have nuclear weapons. North Korea's neighbors are urging Washington and Pyongyang to restart the talks as the best hope of bringing a little warmth to the last Cold War frontier. Patrick Brown, CBC News, Panmunjom, North Korea.